Well, the current situation on the island, we have a bit of a backlog from December. Now, we had a run scheduled on the 9th of January to remove the waste from the island. I suppose maybe it's important to let people know, you know, what system we have in place. So basically on a Monday, we have a man on the community employment scheme who goes around from house to house collecting any rubbish. So that definitely, I think there's a bit of confusion there. I heard earlier that it was said that hasn't been done. That's definitely 100%.
No, it was only the only thing that said that people said it hadn't been collected from the island since the start of December.
So it's definitely, just to point out that it has been collected from house from door to door. It's stored then up behind the shed that we have ourselves here at the co-op's office, which is near the school. Now, I'm not sure about the second. I'm not aware of a second dumping ground. I don't know, you know, where that is. So now I have to point out as well that no one has actually contacted myself or the committee about this. So we haven't received one phone call. So I'm not sure where the second area is, but definitely we have a bit of a backlog. And the reason for that is we don't have any crane at Tory Island since October. We're getting a new one installed here on the island and a new one out at Maharoti as well. So basically, when everything's going fine, we get two bins taken out every fortnight. It's taken out on the boat. It's dropped off at Maharoti Pier in Sharkies, come and collect it. So that's when everything's working fine. Now, unfortunately, we don't have cranes operating at the moment.
Why is that, Marjorie?
Because they've currently been installed, so okay. It's taken quite a while.
So the old ones were taken out and the new ones are being put in?
Yeah, the old one now. The old one was given some trouble on Tory Island for almost a year now. So there's a new one being installed now, and at Maharoti Pier there wasn't one there before. So it'll work out perfect because there'll be one on the pier at Maharoti and one on Tory. But at the moment, unfortunately, there's a bit of a backlog.
And pardon my ignorance, the images I see estimate maybe 40, 50 bin bags. Why would a crane be required to put these bin bags onto the barge?
No, you have to actually drop them down under the deck. That's why you have to drop the bins. Yeah, yeah. Now, what the ferry operator has done in the interim, because we can't let it build up and build up, so what he's been doing is he's taken in his barge, which is the Moore ferry, so they're coming in and they're taking it out on that. That way we can bring it down with the forklift and it can be put on the deck.
When's that happening?
So that's happening. That's scheduled for this evening. It's to leave around 5:30, so it'll be in around 8. Mm. Now, it was scheduled twice in January, and unfortunately, the weather wasn't sitting. So, you know, it was scheduled. We are aware of it, you know, and it is a problem. And hopefully now when the two new cranes, you know, we won't have any further problems.
But how long will the waste collection from the island, weather permitting, of course, Marjorie, we know there's complications with that, and it has to be on both ends, the weather has to be suitable as well.
Yeah, of course.
But how regularly will waste be taken from the island going forward once these cranes are in situ?
Oh, every fortnight. I mean, there's no problem. We could send it out every week, but I mean, we have only, this time of the year, we would probably have two full bins every fortnight, so we'd probably fill a bin every week. So it's not a huge amount of waste, but, you know, it works. We've never had a problem with this before. We did have a problem back in 2016. There was a huge, big dump, which we got funding from the Donegal County Council to clear that away. A lot of cars have left the island as well. So, I mean, we are working on it, and, you know, unfortunately, due to weather, and the problem with the cranes, there is a little bit of a backlog and it has been dealt with. But again, I don't know if the second place, so I'd appreciate
it. I will ascertain that because, of course, as I say, and I've tried to clarify from the get-go that I'm removed from the situation, but at the same time, I can't ignore people's concerns. People are saying, Marjorie, and maybe it won't be an issue going forward if all the bin bags are actually contained in, you know, these big wheelie bins. But they're saying that is this next to, I'm told there might be six houses close to this area and a school. Is this a suitable place to be storing rubbish, you know, even 2 weeks at a time?
Well, 2 weeks at a time, usually what happens is the bins are actually on the pier. So usually that would happen but we can't leave bin bags down at the pier. You know, when there's people coming in, you know, up and down the pier and off the boat. So, I mean, you know, we wouldn't have household waste usually here. That, you know, this is the first time that we've had to store it here. Mm. We've never, in my time anyway, we've never had to do this.
Someone says there's another storage area close to the island shop. That's the second site they're talking of.
No, not that I'm aware of.
That's fine. No problem.
There's cars there. There's a number of cars, but they are gradually every time the
That's a slow process. That's a long-term game,
slow,
isn't it?
And it takes 8 out every time.
Right, so the situation is look, we admit they're not we, I'm not speaking on your behalf, but there is a bit of a problem there between the jigs and the reels and the lack of cranes. There has been a build-up of bags. There's other stuff there that need recycling waste and what have you. Look, these bags, I can see from the images, you know, the birds all picking at them, and the sooner they're off the island, the better. You're saying that this will be a situation that won't be a problem going forward, and the majority of that rubbish will be off the island, the bagged up and what can be, it will be off the island this evening, weather permitting.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. It's been scheduled since last Thursday. We've had a plan that the ferry will come in at 5:30. It'll probably leave the island here then around 9 o'clock, and everything that will be that's there will be taken off, whether it's in bins or on lift bags. You know, everything will be taken away this evening.
Mm, okay. And you're satisfied that the last pickup was the start of December, and this has accumulated since then. It'll be resolved this evening, and that going forward, you know, bags generally will be contained within those larger wheelie bins, and we won't see sort of bag accumulations, unless, of course, you know, there's an awful event with coincidence with weather and what have you. But you believe this is a once-off that will be resolved this evening?
Yeah, it definitely, most definitely will.